the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Host our text line, 986-1566. Tell me what you think about this plan. Joe in Clemson says, make the deposits in August non-refundable. That way the airlines keep all that money and they get to keep the ticket price under $500 for the teams to actually make it. And as a fan, you only lose $100. Would you, Zach Orr, if the game's in L.A., which is going to be in 2022 or 3, whatever it is,
yep.
Would you put up $100 in August, non-refundable? If your team doesn't make it, you lose $100.
Sure.
In order to get a $500 and a chance at a $500 ticket flight rather than $1,800, and you do that, right?
Surely.
So, Joe, you're a genius. You see what I'm saying? I don't have all the that's for you to work out the details. The devil's in detail. That's for all you guys to. I'm only the big picture thinker here. You guys figure all that out yourself.
I'm just the dreamer over here.
But you see what I'm saying? You agree that the problem is the travel, not the game. The problem is a little bit of the venue, but, you know, everybody deserves a little piece of the pie. I get it. You know, San Francisco, L.A., Indianapolis, Atlanta, Phoenix, where else? Tampa. Spread the game around. I get it. You want to take it around the country? I get it. But if you do that, you got to make it easy on people.
Sure.
When a game is in Tampa, there's no sense in the Florida Gators playing this. They'll just drive over. When a game's in New Orleans, LSU wouldn't do this. But Notre Dame fans need to do it. Michigan fans need to do it. Oregon fans need to do it. Right? You like it?
I like it. I love it. Lots more of it.
It took me 3 years working with you for you to finally say I have a good idea. I noticed Ryder Coach is not called in saying, Mickey, you are a genius.
You.
Why didn't we have you on the college football playoff committee all this time, Mickey? You would have figured all this out much earlier.
He probably doesn't want to talk to you anymore after you put him on the hot seat and said his protege is better.
No. I did not say that. I saw Graham Neff down there, boy. What a
there you go
how
again.
Happy was he?
There you go again. Hot seat, Dan Radakovich.
We're
a Graham Neff show now.
He is a store the pot over there, Mr. 24.
We're a Graham Neff show now.
Let me get Zeke, 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Zeke. Thanks for hanging on, my friend. Appreciate you hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
Oh, what's up, Mickey?
Done great, hey, listen, I hope you Mickey, are too.
You know what? I just got those beautiful four passes for Augusta for 2019.
Nice.
And you know what? I'm always in a good mood. Thinking about mid-April this year, weather probably a little warmer. Got the hotel reserved, so yeah, man.
Nice.
I'm ready for April already, man. Yeah, get ready to get the sticks re-gripped this week.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's good, man.
Love it.
Got a question for you, Mickey. You're about my age. I hear a lot of these other fans outside of Alabama come to talk. Mickey, did you like watching the Lakers and Celtics?
Loved it. Bird and Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
yeah.
And Parrish and Danny Ainge and Kevin McHale love Showtime
man.
Versus Boston. Loved it.
Hey, Mickey, how about the Yankees Dodgers?
Loved it. Reggie Jackson going with Steve Garvey and Rick Monday and Davey Lopes and Norman Munson. Loved it.
Man, that was, hey, Mickey, how about this? People enjoy them Cowboys Steelers Super Bowls.
Loved all of them. Bradshaw versus Staubach and Landry versus Noel. Loved it.
So here's my point was, a lot of people didn't like that. I enjoyed it. But you know what? People got tired of Celtics, Lakers. People got tired of Steelers going against the Cowboys and the Yankees. You know what? You got to beat them, Mickey.
Yeah.
And it's real simple. I can tell you, it's not boring. Listen, Mickey, were those series boring? When they played in championships, they weren't boring to me as a fan. None of those were boring. And this game on Monday night's not going to be boring. Matter of fact, I think it's going to be the best game out of all the games they played. And that's saying something. Because I think this is the first time the talent level is that even on both sides. You know, so I don't get this, college football is boring. It's same two teams. Again, man, That's because your team's not playing, is why that talk is. So I want to make a quick prediction. I can't call you tomorrow, Monday, Mickey, so I want to make a quick prediction on the game, but I'm not going to predict the score because the game's too close. But you know more football than me, so I'm going to give you my thoughts and hang up and listen. But, Mickey, is it too far-fetched to say for me that this game absolutely just comes down to the basic fundamentals of football. Field position, turnovers, penalties, basics like that. Because from a talent standpoint, I refuse to believe that one guy all of a sudden is going to jump up and just win the game for their team. I believe these two teams are almost mirror image, and one of these teams will hold on to the ball better. One of these teams will have better field position. One of these teams will execute the fundamentals at the line of scrimmage and play a little better. And so, therefore, I'm not making a score prediction because I think it's a toss-up. I just say the team that fundamentally just plays their game better with the basics wins this game, and I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. All those are important. Turnovers, field position always important. Not giving up the non-offensive touchdown, all those are important. I'm not sure. I think both these defenses are good enough that neither offense would take it on a 12-play, 85-yard drive. I think it comes down to chunk plays. Devonta Smith and Henry Ruggs and Waddle and Jerry Jeudy making a 60-yard reception, 70-yard reception. T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Amari Rodgers and the Clemson wide receivers making a 50, 60, 70-yard touchdown pass. I think you got to limit those. Make the other team drive at 80 yards and not give up the big plays. I think you're going to see a bunch of too high safety looks, a bunch of really, give up the underneath stuff and make the other team drive the ball. I think if you give up, the team that gets up the biggest plays in the game loses. The team that hits the biggest plays wins. That's not always the case. But with these offenses, they're not going to change. Zach, let me ask something. What's Clemson's offense been all year long?
What's their offense been all year long? Mm-hmm. It's had the ability to stretch the field and in turn run the ball.
Big plays, though. Even in the running
stretch
game.
Stretch the field, yeah.
Right. Big, big, big plays. What's Alabama's offense been this year?
The same thing.
Big plays. Quick strike. I think you'll see much more of that coming up. Scott is up next. Hey, Scott, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are. Yes, sir.
Just a couple quick thoughts. One, there's been a lot of talk about expansion in the playoff, and I'm a college football fan. I just love college football going back a long time. But, it's almost like, I hadn't heard anyone say this, but it's almost like you need to take the old BCS computer model and apply it to the rankings, where they took strength of schedule and margin of victory, the whole shebang. I don't know if you've thought about that. But also, which team do you think declines first, Alabama or Clemson? And for me, I don't see the one declining in the next 5, 6, 8 years, but I'd like to get your thoughts on that and take that off the air.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the phone call. As far as the decline goes, you don't see it. I mean, you see Apple stock got a big freeze yesterday somehow. Nobody sees Apple like, what happened? Remember when Apple was good? When it first started, was the MySpace thing. Nobody said, why don't MySpace be out? I mean, no one thinks about that big decline when you're on top like that. Things happen. No one saw Florida State football being in shambles.
Sure.
No one saw Southern Cal football, not very good No one right now. UCLA basketball is in shambles right now. How does that happen? When I was a kid, do you think I watched John Wooden and Bill Walton play basketball and think, man, UCLA one day is going to be in shambles? With that said, though, both of these programs aren't built the way that Oregon was built, the way that Florida State was seemingly built a little bit. These programs are much better foundations. Now, will they have a year slip up in there? Yeah, you're always going to have a year slip up. You're going to have some injuries. You're going to have some guys go pro early. You're going to have a bad weather. Some things go wrong. Yeah, you're going to have a slip-up. But as far as not being in that conversation for a 2 or 3 year period like Florida State right now, I don't see that happening in the near future.
It's simple for me. And if everything stays the same and no factors change at all, it's Bama, right? Simply because Nick Saban is older.
Right.
And he'll probably leave before Dabo would leave coaching. Right?
Yes. You think just naturally a 60-something-year-old man is going to leave for a 48-year-old man?
That's just me being crazy.
Yeah. I think that Nick Saban could walk away this year, couldn't he?
He won't.
I don't think he will, but there's a better chance of that. That said, though, you think Alabama, if Nick Saban left Alabama, I think Alabama's got a better chance of survival than if Dabo left Clemson.
I think they have a chance of survival. There's no doubt about it. But
I think they're better set long-term post-Saban than Clemson would be post-Dabo.
I think you may undervalue. They both bring so much to the table and mean so much to each respective university. I think Saban means so much to Alabama and what they bring to the table.
But look what Alabama's done before Nick Saban.
Sure, but they've never had this kind of success without somebody else. I get it.
I think that was more important to Clemson than Nick Saban is to Alabama.
Again, you factor in his age. I think it matters a lot.
I agree with that. Now, let me say this. One thing I think both of them understand. One thing Alabama's always understood that Clemson's understood in the last 10 years. That it's too important now to go back. The reason that Alabama is great in football and has been for the most part for the past 60 years is because it was too important to be anything other than great there. The resources that you put into Paul Bear Bryant, into Gene Stallings, into Nick Saban, the resources that Clemson had at one time, didn't understand the value of it, now understands. The resources that David Wilkins understands now, that I think Bill Smith understands now, that I think that board understands now, that I know Jim Clement understands now, is it's too important now to go back to it not being important. And that means resources and doing everything you can. Hey, again, some years, something's going to happen. Clemson's not going to go to the college football playoff every year.
Stop that.
They're not.
Stop that.
I hate to be the, don't kill the messenger on this. But I don't think that we would go back to the time where we fought ourselves internally. We were rolling in different directions. I'm going to tell you, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, I was despised. I was kicked off campus. I gave speeches in front of the Board of Trustees guys years ago, and they yelled at me. Wise poking me in the chest of the board members. The board member yelling at me, screaming at me, cornering over in the corner, and yelling at me like, one of the board trustees had me up to his house at Clemson and told me I was a malcontent. He did. He told me I was a malcontent. And no, not a malcontent. I'm sorry. I was an obstructionist is what he called me. But all I was saying is, man, look, you guys are not rowing in the same direction. You guys don't understand the importance of it. If you'd all get in a boat together and you'd all row in the same direction together, then, man, you could make this thing better than any team out there. This, we've got things here that other people don't have. And it took Dabo Swinney's vision and his leadership and his positive attitude and his ability to sell it. And I'm going to tell you, David Wilkins changed. And the hiring of Jim Clement changed all this. And the bottom line is that now they are rowing in the same direction. And now it looks like an unstoppable force in college football. So, I in Boston, Massachusetts this past year, I was talking to one of the board of trustees there. And I said, man, you guys, it seems like, I mean, I know every little things come up every single day, but it seemed like that you guys had this thing really rolling right now, university-wide right now. And he goes, yeah, now we got construction. I mean, all things are going to come up at all times. But philosophically, big picture-wise, they're all on the same page now. And not just athletics, that means in everything. So the leadership got together and changed the course of this. But you got to give Dabo Swinney a lot of credit for doing that.
You are an obstructionist.
Why? Because I didn't agree with the company line that was wrong. To go back to fighting each other, to go back to trying to fool each other, to go back to not being all in and rolling in the same direction.
Sorry, I'm loyal to the brand here, bud. Sorry, I have an ounce of loyalty in my body.
Loyalty to the losing
goodness
mentality.
Gracious.
And to the defeatist mentality.
Sorry, I'm loyal. Loyal to the cause.
I'm loyal to Dabo Swinney. I'm loyal to the winning mentality. I'm loyal.
Contrarian over
there. No. I'm loyal. People might not get your sense of humor. I'm loyal to optimism, to vision of positive and importance of what we're doing here, and look at my goodness gracious at the last 10 years and what it's meant. And oh, by the way, 10 more, man.
That'd be nice.
10 more.
I can do a nice 20-year stretch.
Isn't that going to be fun?
Yeah.
10 more. You know these conventions where they go, 4 more years. I'm going, 10 more years. 10 more years. Hey, Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Get in touch with them right now. Engineered Sleep, they've got these awesome things that are going on over there. Sometimes I think that I might talk too much about having to go by their warehouse and having to, you know, go test things out. They can sell this to online. Matter of fact, most of their business is done online. And so if you're hearing me right now and you're thinking about a new mattress, then think about my wonderful friends at Engineered Sleep and engineersleep.com. A mattress made for you, a mattress specifically made for your needs. And one of the best parts of Engineered Sleep, I mentioned this yesterday, is they educate you on how to buy a mattress. You know what I'm going to do to my son, Mr. Ward 24? I'm going to teach him how to fix the grill like I did yesterday. I'm going to teach him how to cut the grass. I'm going to teach him how to change a tire and wash a car. And I'm going to teach him, you know, how to do stuff around the house a little bit, what little I know. I'm going to teach him how to go to the feed and seed store over there and how to buy stuff. But I don't know how to teach him how to buy a mattress. It's important, but I'll let Jay Davis order to do that for us. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Let me get William and Traveler to rest. Hey, William, thanks for hanging on so long, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Quit being such an obstructionist, Mickey.
Yeah, obstructing bad and promoting good. Winning. I was obstructionist to losing and losing mentality.
Well, we all should be, but this is where I think punting is going to be most crucial in this game, and we've got to have a good punting game this game because field position is going to be a major issue. If you're giving Bama the ball at the 50 and we're getting it at the 20, that we're playing a mirror image of ourselves here, and that's going to be a tough just to keep stopping them, giving them midfield. What's your thoughts on that?
In theory, I like what you're saying. And if you notice, Alabama is not a very good punting team. As a matter of fact, let me make sure I'm right by saying this. Clemson has been much maligned in their punting this year. Clemson averages 4 more yards per punt than Alabama.
No, so they're 40. We're at 39, and they're at 35. Yep. Or something along
those lines. Clemson's at 35.7. Alabama averages 35.5 yards per punt. Now, and even worse than that, how about this? Alabama has missed 5 field goals and let me find extra points on this thing. They missed a ton of extra points this year. They missed 5 field goals and they have missed. Oh, you got to have extra points. They missed like 9 or 10 or 11 kicks this year on extra points. On extra points and field goals. So Clemson might have an advantage in the special teams, except for Waddle's a great return guy. Of course, Clemson is too. They're mirror images of each other. The only thing I would disagree with him is because let's say he started at the 15 yard line. Well, in one play, these two teams could be at the 40. You know?
They definitely can. I just know in the previous years, Bama's had a punter that if they're punting from their 20, they're punting to the other 20.
Yeah, but they don't have that guy this year, and Clemson actually punts the ball better than Alabama this year. I bet that's a shock to some people.
That's shocking me.
Yep. Hey, well, look, thank goodness that you and I don't host a radio show down in Tuscaloosa, because every single week we'd be talking about extra points, and every single week we'd be talking about punting. Every week.
You're going to need to have a good game, because I think we're going to definitely need a couple field goals, but we got to score touchdowns.
Yes. Yeah, you cannot score field goals against these two teams. You have to go touchdowns. No doubt about that.
Go Tigers. See you out there, Mickey.
Thank you, William. Be careful. Let's take a short break. Mr. Orr 24. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service. I talked to Russell, and I can't tell you the news yet. I can't tell you the exact number yet, but maybe next week I'll start telling you the number. The IRS has upped the number that they are able to allow you to get in your advance. You know what I'm talking about when I say that, Zach? You know, whenever you do your taxes and you're getting a refund, the refunder can issue you a check in advance, barring off of what your return's going to be. So you get it back quicker. The reason they do this now is because of identity fraud. The IRS takes longer now to get your refund back to you. So these companies can actually give you an advance on part of it. Well, they have upped that number. I don't want to tell you that no number is yet or when you could do that. Some say you can do it already, but I'm not at liberty to say exactly when. But that number and when you'll be able to do it, I'm going to tell you very shortly here, so stay tuned for all that. The Patterson's Tax Service would love to do your taxes for you. Go ahead and now and go ahead and sign up for your date, for your appointment. Now, walk-ins are always welcome, but whenever you get your tax information in, you'll get all your information in the mail here in the next few weeks, and they'll start filing these ASAP for you. It's the best in the business. No matter where you can hear my voice right now, they can do this. You can email it to them and scan and stuff. I've scanned a bunch of stuff to them and sent them to them in the past too. It's the Patterson's Tax Service. Russell and Donnie and the great folks over there would love to help you out. 859-8289, 859-8289, the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Ken in Powdersville, hang on. A lot to get to after a short break.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res, because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. Using Groupon is easy. Just save with the Groupon app on your phone. There's nothing to print out, which is great because I'm the type that if I can save on it, I'll do it. Paint class? Yes. French cooking class? Oui, oui. Brazilian steakhouse? Let's get the meat sweats. Hot yoga? Love it. The only thing I won't do is pay full price for what I do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Hey, Clemson fans, check out gspairport.com about direct flights to San Jose, California. Delta and American Airlines have added nonstop flights for the national championship game against Alabama. Go to gspairport.com to learn more. Go Tigers and GSP Airport.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And will keep it himself from right side, get to the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Yeah.
remember when Yosemite Sam look at Bugs Bunny and go, yeah, I hate you. Why would you do that to me? You still got 41 more seconds of the song.
It's a bad part of the bed. I don't like that part of the bed.
It's the end of the line. Carolina Flooring Specialist. I spoke with Tim Worley yesterday. Tim wanted to put a little wager on the game. I didn't take the bait.
Tim?
I have a stat for you coming up after this little live read right here. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist want you to know that 2019 will be their best year ever. Hey, it won't be long. We'll do these home and garden shows in the spring, and I'll tell you where they're going to be. It's going to be awesome. Solid epoxy base, resin floor. You're going to love it. You're going to love the way your garage floor looks. Everywhere Zach goes, people say, you see Mickey's garage floor? You see his garage floor? Yeah, you've seen it. What did you say about my garage floor, Zach? That it's as awesome as
what do I say about your garage floor?
Yeah.
I say, you can eat off of it if you want to. And they go, really? I go, yep. And then you can wipe right up.
How'd you
know
eat off of it? Did I tell you that? Just kidding. Yeah. These men are awesome, and I love it. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim for a no-obligation phone call. Just let him come by and show you what they do and how your home can be better. And so, man, 2018 had to be the best year ever because I got so many emails. Keep sending me your pictures of your garages. I love seeing this. I love seeing satisfied customers. Put the logo down there. You know what you could do? You could put the Tiger Paw logo with a little 1981 logo, a little 2016 logo, a little 2018 logo in there. You like it?
I love
it. You know how you put a ball around the stadium now? You can have it in your garage. That college football championship logo. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. I think that Mr. Orr 24, I think fans would be surprised. I had someone say, well, boy, hopefully it doesn't come down to flipping the field and punting. Are you surprised when I tell you that Clemson averages 39 yards a punt, Alabama averages 35 yards a punt?
Am I surprised? A little bit.
So then you would say, well, and our texter correctly pointed out that a lot of times Alabama is punting from the 45-yard line, their own 45 or midfield, so you'd say that they're pooch punting more.
Sure.
What if I told you, so then I point out to you that Alabama has only pinned the opponent inside the 20-yard line of punting on 8 times and Clemson's done it 19 times.
8 out of how many times?
Well, see, then you'd say, well, Alabama hadn't punted as much. And you're right. Alabama's punted it 40 times this year. Clemson's punted it 61 times. But what if I told you that just by percentage-wise, that Alabama pins inside their opponent 20% of the punts, Clemson pins inside the 20-yard line 31% of the punts. So, just in summary, Clemson, everybody who bashes Clemson punting, rightfully so because it hadn't been very good, Clemson has a 4 yards better per punt and pinned the opponent inside of it more and more off. I mean, at a higher percentage.
They have more opportunities at it.
Right.
And they're punting from a longer distance, so that's why they have more average.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
But how do you atone that on? You would think that Alabama punting would be dependent inside the 20-yard line more, right? Because they're probably punting. If their offense is better than Clemson, they should be punting closer to the opponent's goal line.
You would think, I guess.
Only 20% of the punts are down inside the 20. 31% of Clemson punts are.
I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend or try to talk myself into the fact that Clemson's punting is an advantage in this game. Because I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. But my point is that Alabama's has not been great.
Sure.
Right?
So let's everybody just go for it on fourth downs in this game. Just agree to it. That's the rules before the game starts. Before we flip the coin that we don't even to flip because it's not heads and tails anymore.
Why does that bother you?
It bothers me so much.
Really?
It does.
One other quick little point there, little Scooby-Doo.
Rawr.
Alabama on this season only make 90% of their extra points. Alabama has missed 8 extra points on this season.
Is that right?
Yep. And 5 field goals. They have missed 13 kicks on the year. Clemson, on the other hand, has missed 6 field goals. And they missed an extra point this year. Yeah, they got one blocked this past week. So, I'm sorry, missed 5 field goals. 5 field goals. And let me see my extra points.
How many were Hugel, though?
Hugel actually has missed 5. And Spence missed 1. So, they've missed 6 on the year.
Didn't BT have a miss?
BT is 1-for-1 in field goals this year.
I thought he missed one. Oh, you know what happened with that? They snapped it, and there's a timeout called. He kicked it and missed it. I remember that one clearly.
Okay. Let me find one other thing here. Let me get the phone call, and I'll find this. Ken is in Powdersville. Hey, Ken, on the Northern Communication phone lines. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Mickey, I want to take a different approach to this thing and what you're saying as far as the money and the cost and everything.
Okay.
Why do we play football? Why does the NCAA play football?
Well, who are you asking, me or them?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, they'll tell you some different stuff. They'll tell you to provide opportunities for student athletes and blah, 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 blah. I say it's to make money. I say football.
I say it's to make money and for the fans.
Right.
The fans. There's no other two schools in the country that has as good a fan support as Clemson and Alabama. I agree with you on the point that they should have a centralized location, and I think Jerry's World would be a great place to have it.
Best football stadium I've ever been in, Ken. I've never seen a football facility like that. And you know what? From Atlanta, 2-hour flight. From Charlotte, 2.5 hours, whatever. From Greenville, 2.5 hours. I mean, it's an easy flight. Center of the country. I'm with you. Let's have a national championship location. I like that idea.
But the one problem I've got with San Francisco that you haven't brought up, or Santa Clara, and I think a lot of us Southern people right now that or live here in the Bible Belt or having to deal with, is that San Francisco and that area of the country is a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state, and politics has part of the reason why these people ain't going out there.
I don't know. Look, I think you can like what you like and don't like what you don't like, but as far as going out, and I'll tell you right now, Ken, you know where I lean politically, but I'd love to go play Pebble Beach. You know, I'd love to. I'm going to the game, and so I don't like what they do. But that's what they do, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. I don't disagree with you, but except for the fact that in the North they do it a certain way, in the South they do it a certain way, and the East will do it a certain way, West do it a certain way. You know, do whatever you want to do out there. That's fine. I'm not going to not go to the game because of that. If put it this way, if it cost me $200 to fly to San Francisco, or $1,000 to fly to the Bible Belt to play in Atlanta, Georgia, I'd rather pay $200. It's bottom line for me. Maybe I'm wrong. So I don't, maybe, you know, I'm sure theoretically, yeah, but that's another fight for another day, in my opinion. Mr. Orr 24. I just looked it up, make sure I'm right. Said, Alabama has missed 13 field goals and extra points. Here comes to miss six. Does Clemson have a kicking advantage in this game?
Did you see what happened with Hugel in the game against Notre Dame? And would you feel comfortable saying they have a kicking advantage?
Have you seen Alabama kick all year long?
No.
Alabama has missed 5 extra points this year. They make 90% of their extra points.
Mm-hmm.
It is an issue. If you go to Alabama's board, it's like, oh, my God. This is Alabama's board right now. Hey, we got another 5-star offensive lineman. Great. When can we not get a stinking kicker? Or can he kick? Can he make an extra point? How come Saban can't get a kicker? Zach, they miss extra points. Can you imagine hosting the show? What would that sound like here? Clemson wins 63-3, and we missed 2 extra points during the game. What do you think the first phone call would be? Huh?
About the extra points.
What is it? You know, Clemson this year went 80 for 80 with extra points. Alabama missed 5 extra points this year. Clemson missed a total of 6 extra points in field goals. Alabama missed 13 extra points in field goals. People complained about punting here. Clemson's a better punting team, statistically. Can you imagine hosting you won 54-4 and people are complaining about punting and the extra points in Alabama. Now let me ask you this. Does that mean that extra points and field goals aren't important? That punting's not important? These two teams aren't very good in the special teams this year, or a kicking part of it. They're very good in the return game and the coverage game. But in the kicking part of BT Potter kicks to the end zone, their guy will too, and all that. In the kicking part of it,
BT's leg looked rested against Notre Dame.
You doggone right.
Mm.
But he, and he kicked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he has to kick 12 kickoffs on Monday. So, my point is in this. It's almost like free throw shooting for some of those great UNLV teams. They didn't shoot great free throws. Didn't matter. They were blowing everybody by 30. It didn't matter. When you're Alabama and Clemson right now, they might matter against each other, but the Alabama missing 13 field goals and extra points this year, what did it cost them? They're 14-0. Alabama averaging 35 yards per punt. What did it cost them? Now, they'll get their punting back in order. Clemson will get their punting back in order in January. Well, it's January now, but, you know, later on in the spring. And close that one extra little gap in there. But can you make a point that it didn't cost them anything, did it?
No.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I think it is. Do you find it as interesting as I do?
I do. They're not a strength for either of the teams.
Right.
I think it's more of a push than it is anything when you line them up.
Yeah. When we come back, there is some momentum against conference guy. Gamecock Gary from Greensboro, turn up your radio. There's this national momentum against the moronic idea that you pull for your conference. We've seen a lot of tweets on this. It was on Walt's show yesterday. He talked long and hard about it. I think it's fascinating. We'll get into that after a short break. Hey, Roosters, roostersmgc.com. They want to take care of you. Men's Grooming Center. Get your hair cut right, guys. Look good. Look fresh. We hear callers calling the show. Man, I'm looking so much better. Zach already has great hair. I have terrible hair. I wasn't blessed with good hair. See what I'm working with today?
Mickey showering before he comes to work and then not showering is a completely different animal when it comes to the hair upstairs.
When it comes to the lettuce in the bowl.
Oh, man.
There's something about hosting in this seat. Philpott didn't have good hair.
No.
I don't have good hair.
No.
Milstead does not have good hair.
No.
Brad does not have great hair.
No.
Walt didn't have good hair.
No.
Quark didn't have good hair.
No.
You know what you have? You have the best hair at the station.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly's got nice hair, right?
Yeah. All women have nice hair. Sure. Men don't have nice hair. The nicest men's hair is worse than the worst woman's hair. Mm. But the men here at the station, hey, how about Copelson? How's he doing over there?
Yeah, he's a little...
How about Bill? How's he doing
cold,
over there?
A little chilly.
Height's got decent hair.
He's got the old...
Creeping while he's sleeping.
Yeah, the old creeping crud.
Looks like a squirrel in the bottom of his shower every single morning. Dead squirrel. Hey, Roosters can fix all of us here.
That's brutal.
Roosters can fix all of us here. RoostersMGC.com on Pelham Road over in Greenville. Let them take care of you, man. Roosters Men's Grooming Center. Conference guy, turn up your radio. You're about to get slammed after a short break.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Durham to open ACC play with a matchup with perennial national power, the Duke Blue Devils, in hopes of bringing home a victory. Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy for pros to save on the supplies they need. Save on your next kitchen or bathroom job with 40% off select American Olean tile and enhance the look of any popper. Plus, you can save time by ordering what you need at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order in-store. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through February 9th, 2019, while supplies last, U.S. only.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end-of-the-year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices, and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end of the year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gators side-by-sides. Just visit one of our four South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes pressure. He's hit it long. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number three.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Mr. Or 24, I open my ears all the time now. If you notice, I ask a million questions to these, to our business partners, and I learn so much from Dr. Ish Patel and what he thinks about life and about all kinds of stuff, but really what he thinks about lights and how to do this. Krut LED, KRUT-LED.com. The LED tube lights and hobby light fixtures and parking lot lights and down lights. All their lights are EL certified, UL certified, DLC certified, and you're saving money. Look, your power bill is lower every month. That's great. You're going to get upfront savings if you're a Duke Energy customer upfront. That's great. Your customers are going to find it more well-lit and safe and like it. Your employees are going to find it. No more humming or buzzing, and the lights are better and safer. Your signs are going to be lighted at your office better for people. Your parking lots are lit better for your customers and safety factors there. It just makes so much sense. Save money and make everything better. 401-8506, 401-8506 is Krut LED, is KRUT-LED.com. Stop by right beside Jay Peters on Interstate I-85 X-19B. Come on, see those great, great folks there.
We just had one of the three truck drivers for the Clemson football equipment.
I know those guys, great guys.
Just called in, said they're 3 hours outside of the hotel. Yeah. They've been driving for 36 hours, and they're almost there. So best wishes to the three of them, and thank you for getting everything out there, safe and sound, and yourselves included.
See, people don't realize that part of it.
Yeah, those guys leave way early.
Those guys went from Clemson to Dallas, back to Clemson, and now to San Francisco. Earlier this year, Brownie's one of a good friend of mine. I see him all the time now, and I saw him up at Boston College. He talked about how hard it was to get through Scranton and the mountains all up through there. These guys do an amazing job. You think they want to play this game in Atlanta? Make it so much easier on them, but they do an unbelievable job.
Yes, and they get paid by the mile, so they probably...
No, 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 no. But they do an unbelievable
job. Play this game
job.
In Hawaii.
No. They're like Navy trying to play a home game. No, those guys do a great job. Mr. Orr 24, what if I told you, we're talking about special teams. Now, Waddle is an unbelievable return guy and a guy that is dangerous. But what if I told you that on the kick returns, on the kickoffs, that Bama, 57% touchbacks, Clemson, 63% touchbacks.
BT Potter.
Clemson's kicking games better than Bama's.
Does Darion Kendrick get an opportunity to return kicks this week?
Yes. That was a one single mistake, and he's good. He's the best one they've got back there, and yes, very good. No issues with that at all. All right. I read several guys yesterday, national guys, Dan Wolken and some guys. I read Daniel Shirley has a great tweet right now. Why do college football fans get sucked into the whole conference debate? This doesn't happen in any other sport or pro leagues. It's about your team, not a conference or division. Walt yesterday had a show about this saying that there's no differences in all of these. And so conference guy is just getting crushed right now on the national scene of, you know, the SEC is 6-5 in bowl games right now. Is that dominant over people? The Big Ten, the Big 12 is 3-1 against the SEC right now in the bowl games. They finished at 3-1. So does that mean that the Big 12 is better? No. But it doesn't mean that the SEC is better. And quite frankly, this is a one-league deal here. What Daniel Shirley should have said was that the ACC basketball fans don't chant ACC at the Final Fours. When North Carolina and Duke are off winning national championships as often as they have, Syracuse or Louisville, whoever it might be now, that when the Red Sox won this past year, they chanted Yankees suck. They didn't chant AL East, AL East. I heard on Ben and Brad's show yesterday, I heard, you know, they beat us all in the, Ben won the pick'em contest. So they were
Ben
saying.
Ben won. I came in second and you were tied for last.
Yeah.
What happened, bud?
Bowl games.
What happened, bud?
Players sat out. Coaches, getting their coordinators calling plays. Unmotivated, whatever. Didn't want to be there. Anyway, they were chanting TPD, TPB, TPB, the press box. Wait, but I'm telling you right now, the SEC is the only conference that does this anymore. No one talks about Pac-12, Pac-12. Have you ever heard a Pac-12 chant? Have you ever heard a Big 12 chant, a Big 10 chant?
No.
Nobody cares about that stuff.
It just means more. That's the literal saying they have.
It doesn't mean any more.
That's what they advertise.
Let me ask you this. Does it mean more to Vanderbilt or Clemson?
Clemson.
Does it mean more to Missouri or Clemson?
Clemson.
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Kentucky?
It means a lot to Tennessee.
No, it doesn't.
They're trying so hard.
Not like it does to Clemson.
They're trying so hard up there.
Not like it does to Texas. Does it mean more to Texas or Arkansas? Texas means more. What are you talking about means more? They perpetuated this lie, and, well, it's our speed, and this is where, did you see the other day, Georgia's playing Texas, maybe they're like, this is where the SEC's going to impose their will, right? Who? This is where Missouri's going to impose their will?
What?
I saw Missouri get the snot beat out of my Oklahoma State. What are we talking about imposing wills? The SEC will, the SEC speed, the SEC power. The thing's a myth, man. I watched Mississippi State play the other day against a stinking Iowa team, and all I heard all year long was, boy, Mississippi State top 15 team. Garbage. 100% garbage. Let me ask you something, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. You scared of Mississippi State? You scared of Florida? Florida's top 10. You scared of them? Clemson will beat the socks off of Florida. Bring it, brother. It's funny that the great teams don't have to do it. The reason great teams don't have to do it is because we stand on our own two legs. We don't have to play that weak crap. Can I say the A word here? Three-letter A word right here?
Yeah.
I can? Am I going to get in trouble?
No, I'll take the heat for it.
You will?
Yeah.
We don't have to play that weak-ass stuff about my conference. We stand on our own two legs. We don't need anybody from a conference to take up for us. I don't pull for a conference. You got a conference t-shirt over there? I don't.
No.
I have a Clemson t-shirt. Clemson hat. Clemson car flags. That's garbage. You take that SEC stuff, you stick it in your ear, nobody cares about you. Didn't help. Another thing is, nobody plays this excuse of didn't want to be there but the SEC, as Wolken said yesterday. No one. The SEC's never lost a bowl game ever. because they didn't want to be there. No one ever uses that excuse, ever. Ever. But the SEC has an excuse. Oh, they didn't want to be there. The Sugar Bowl is too good for you? I mean, you're too good for the Sugar Bowl? You talk all kinds of trash, Georgia. You talk trash for 2 weeks. Should have been in the playoffs. Should have been. Herbstreit said should have been number three. And then you're going to try to give me that weak punk excuse of, we didn't want to be there. What? But yet, Michigan had five guys sit out to prepare for the NFL draft. Did anybody say, well, when Florida ran it up on Michigan, what was the thing? SEC speed. Not one person said Michigan didn't want to be there. You know who didn't want to be there? Five Michigan players didn't want to be there. They sat out the bowl game. Not one person said, well, Michigan didn't want to be there. That's the Big Ten for you. That's the Big Ten for you. That's garbage, man. Nobody else does it, but they spend all the money, all the propaganda, all the commissioner stuff. Nobody's buying it. Quite frankly, you know what you're doing when you even use that excuse from now on? This is the end of it right here. This year, put an end to it. You know what you're doing when you say from now on? You're admitting, I am weak. I can't beat you.
I'm weak.
I am weak. My program is pathetic. My program got beat by four touchdowns by Virginia, but I'm going to try to point out something. I'm going to pull for Alabama and against you because my program is feeble and weak, and Bronco Mendenhall punked me by 28 points, so now I got to go pull for Alabama and play a conference card. I can't stand on my own two legs. I am such a weak. My program is so weak that I've got to play the punk conference deal and pull for other teams in there. To be honest with you, they don't even like you. Alabama makes fun of you. You're not even the same stratosphere as them. They don't care anything about your program. But boy, you love them because it's your one insurance policy. Who are you kidding? That's it, man. This is the end of it. From now on, whenever you play that card, Mr. Orr 24, yep. You know what you're doing?
What's that?
You're embarrassing yourself. You're admitting your weakness. You are telling people, my program is weak. Oklahoma State punked me. Virginia punked me. Oh, well, Texas A&M beat NC State. Eh, good. Good for A&M. Has nothing to do with Arkansas. Nothing to do with Vanderbilt. Nothing to do with South Carolina. Nothing to do with Tennessee. Good for A&M. What's that look for?
This is a weird call. I'll tell you about it in a little bit.
Oh, really? Who are we kidding, man? This is the end of it. This is the absolute end of it. 2018 put an end to the SEC propaganda. When?
On the Nikki Pyler show.
Yeah, we don't play that. When you call this show and play the weak conference stuff, you are admitting that you Tennessee fan, you South Carolina fan, you Vanderbilt fan, you Kentucky fan, you Arkansas fan, you Mississippi State fan, you Ole Miss fan, that you are weak because you stink. Your team stinks. Your program stinks. So you got to pull up something because some of the team 500 miles away from you, that has nothing to do with your program. Let me ask you something. What's the Big 12 team that got beat? West Virginia got beat this year, right? You think West Virginia's saying, hey, man, the Big 12 went 3-1 against the SEC? No! They got beat by Syracuse because Will Greer didn't want to play. Does that mean West Virginia, oh, we take some Big 12 pride? No one else does it. The Big 12 never does it.
Have we not talked about Dana Weak. Holgorsen going to Houston?
Yeah.
What?
Skullet.
What is that?
Said ahead of the posse.
I don't get it.
He was about to be fired, and he was on a hot seat going in 2019. He makes $20 million going to Houston.
I guess.
Give him 5 more years, $20 million. Great move.
$20 million.
Get ahead of the posse. Yeah. Bottom line is, don't bring the weak crap in here anymore. If your feeble program, I only take program calls, team calls. I don't take conference calls anymore. Turning point, 2019. End of the weak, feeble.
Is this one you're going to stick to?
Yep.
Because you've made some resolutions in terms of calls and texts before.
Right.
Haven't stuck with them always.
Sticking with this one.
This one is going to stick.
Sticking with this one, a Katechi, C-A-T-E-C-H-E.com, 4250 right now, winter race, just January and February. Some folks say, hey, man, I can't afford to play this nice golf course. Well, you can January and February. Get out and play. It's going to stop raining here, and you're going to be able to play some great golf. Make arrangements with weekend, next week. Get your group out there. How about that? That's an unbelievable winter rate. You don't see this in the spring. I want to introduce you to Katechi, C-A-T-E-C-H-E.com, 4250 winner rate January and February.